Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are now into hour number two. In the first hour, I played a clip where Dick Cheney was on C-SPAN saying that he was the head of the CFR in the past, that he kept it secret from his constituents when he was a congressman. Isn't that just pretty? And then there were comments under it on the video blog, people going, it's not true, it's a lie, the video's not real. I mean, it's just delusional. And we were just talking to a caller. We're going to take a lot of calls now in this hour and cover a bunch of news. Josh in Oregon, who called a bunch of his congressmen and women, trying to bring up the Free Trade Area of the Americas, the North American Union, the globalist and CFR documents that run this say, you know, they wrote the document towards the North American Union. And I get the letters, I've seen it published in newspapers, where different senators and congressmen say it doesn't exist, it's a lie. Now, remember 10 years ago they said the CFR didn't exist. The Bilderberg Group didn't exist. Now they're all over TV calling for world government. So it's basic propaganda to say this is not an assault, or no, we're not attacking, or no, we're not doing this, while they do it. It's amazing. Go ahead and finish up, Josh.
Yeah, Alex, anyway, I brought up the driver's license, and he said it was voted down. I said, well, what about the Department of Transportation? So, you know,
he said, what was voted down? Hold on. What was voted down?
Well, according to him, I brought up the national ID, right? And he
total
comes back
lie,
to say, well,
total lie. The Real ID Act was passed in early 2005 and becomes law in 2008, and it's already been implemented by 48 states, standardization. So they said that doesn't exist either.
Right, but I know that. But what he did was try to hide behind the driver's license of the Department of Transportation. All this is going into a federal database.
Yeah, what they do is, sir, they lie to you.
I know they do.
And they know what they're doing. They're there to pacify you.
Well, anyway, here's the deal, Alex. You know, I want to encourage everyone to call a congressman up and turn the heat up on this thing. And also, I want to talk to the techies out there. We've been punching your CDs out, taking them to the people, and it's got a great response. If you don't have the money, I'm talking to the techies out there and people listening. If you don't have the money for the CD, then get with a couple of people, order the CD from Alex Jones, and get Aaron Russo's CD. Also, you techies out there, it's got some parts and pieces in your boxes, or maybe in your storerooms from your networks. Part some more boxes together, get them online, get these CDs out. The people's got to know. Hey, Alex Jones, we love you, man.
Well, listen, I've been interrupting you because I wanted details. Stay with us for a moment. So you're calling him up about the National ID card. You're calling him up about the North American Union. And, I mean, describe how these calls go.
Well, the call first go, you know, you bring up the NAFTA highway, for example. It goes from total denial. And then when you start bringing up information or evidence, you know, for example, Congressman Tecredo, for example, is against that.
Yeah, Lou Dobbs. I mean, we have their own documents. They then say, oh, yeah, it's just one road. No, it's 82 of the federal highways and then all the major feeders and side connecting state roads. But see, it proves they're liars because they first deny it to you. Then when you show facts, they then try to limit the facts.
Right. Well, what they do the backstroke, and then they come. Then the best she could come up with was this is just an additional lane, you know. And the bottom line is this, you know. You've got two. And I'm not talking parties, people. I'm, you know, like Republican, Democrat. You've got two segments of American government. The first one wants to go with the Constitution. The other side don't give a crap. They want a North American Union.
That's right. You've got a very small minority that wants the Constitution and Congress, and then you've got the majority of the Democrats and Republicans totally bought and paid for, just looting the daylights out of the entire economy.
Right. So get it out of your head. This is a Republican or Democratic issue. It's not, because you got people on both sides of the party that are completely against this, and the truck drivers, the longshoremen. Everybody that does transportation and moving and stuff ought to be up in arms, because this is going to take your jobs away.
Yeah, but that's just the start. You're right. We'll be back with more calls. Stay with us.
It's
year, after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
This is Jack Blood with the Genesis Radio Network. Let's ask the question that the Bush regime hopes you will never ask. That is the USA already bankrupt? As the world's biggest debtor nation, we are borrowing in excess of 80% of the world's net savings. That's $2 billion per day to finance the biggest deficit in history. Our creditors are becoming increasingly concerned that the debt can never be repaid. Japan and China, two of the largest holders of U.S. debt, are looking to greatly reduce their exposure to dollars. In fact, China has privately hinted that a U.S. attack on Iran could result in China's dumping massive amounts of U.S. Treasury bonds. To find out more about this, call for a free report on the coming dollar collapse. Call Whitehurst International at 1-888-892-6238. That's 1-888-8-XANADU or 1-888-8-XANADU and ask for George.
The Genesis Communications Radio Network proudly presents The Alex Jones Show, because there's a war on for your mind.
All right, let's go right back to your calls. Then I'm going to get into the Pentagon working group, study groups, propaganda. Oh, there's so much here in the stack. It's all very important. Got some more audio clips we'll be playing as well. Open phones, though, for the entire broadcast. In about 20 minutes, I'm going to have Kevin in studio for a few minutes to tell you a story about going into Bank of America yesterday with a check he had, and it was just all in Spanish, and it was all big maps of Mexico, and he brought some of the brochures back to the office this morning. Let's go ahead and talk to Frank. Frank, where are you calling us from today?
From New York, Alex.
Hello.
I called on Monday, and you cut me off really quickly. You wouldn't let me, when I said the Alexander Litvinenko.
I'm going to stop you right there. That's a lie. You were on for I think like 4 minutes, and I remember your call, and I let you say everything. I let you repeat the same thing like three or four times, and you just said I cut you off really quickly.
Let me finish.
No, hold on. What time did you call on Monday? What hour was it? I'm going to go pull the clip right now.
I just said the London media and the U.S. media had the story completely wrong, and I've been proven that today. In Europe, the stuff is coming out that the assassination...
No, I know, but I'm going to stop you, sir. I'm going to let you talk in a minute, okay? But you're not going to come on my show and imply I'm censoring you when I didn't. I don't appreciate that. We didn't ask you what you were calling about. We just asked your name and where you were calling from. And then you come on my show and you fight dirty. You come on my broadcast and you tell me that I didn't let you talk and I cut you off quick the other day. I'm sick of it. I'm sick of being misrepresented. Now, I'm going to let you talk here in a second, okay? But on this whole case, when I was out of town last week, and that was in my notes to talk about today. That's why I canceled them yesterday. I had so I'd have time to talk about this. When I was out of town last week, Paul Watson and Steve Watson both wrote articles, and we usually agree with each other on about 97% of stuff. And Paul's saying, you know, it looks like Putin could be involved in this. Why is everybody saying it's got to be Israel? We think Putin's evil. We know he was involved in blowing up his own apartment buildings. We know the Litvinenko guy was involved in exposing the fact that Putin carried those out. We know that Putin has clearly been killing or having reporters killed that have been exposing Bezalel and other things. So all we're saying is Putin is not a good guy and not some savior. Now, I told Paul Watson 2 days ago that I want him to do more research because I've been doing it and I'm too busy to write a bunch of articles. And that this thing is a super mystery now because they have found at Litvinenko, some of his associates, the billionaire Israeli and others, they have found this same isotope, at his office. They have now found it in planes going back and forth to Russia. And then the question is, why would Litvinenko then on his deathbed say that and name the Russian intelligence agent he believed killed him? Why on your deathbed would you lie and say it was Russia if you thought that Israeli agents had killed you? Oh, he hung up. Go ahead and call back in, sir, but I'm going to make my points. Okay? See, that's the only way he could make his point. Do you remember when he called? I think we got to him in the middle of the second hour. And did he say he called Monday? I remember him calling. Will you go find his call? Find his call, and then just time out how long it is. Because, again, he claimed that I... But anyways, let me just finish what I'm saying. And so there is a lot of evidence that Israeli intelligence was involved in this. Okay? This is not some dictatorship of the mind here. You know, Aaron Dykes writes articles a lot of times with zero input for myself. I normally agree with almost all of it. Steve and Paul write articles I don't totally agree with sometimes, but I did agree with their article in that it was asking questions and saying, why are we immediately saying it's Israel? And then we had Steve on Monday saying, we don't know, there's evidence on both sides. But then people choose to then claim that because we're being deliberative and trying to really find out who's involved here, that we're covering for Israel. Always the same story. Okay, now I'm saying that 55%, maybe even 60% of the evidence is pointing towards Israel or Israeli mafia subgroups there. But, again, the strongest piece against that is Litvinenko's deathbed, and he said it a few days before he died, too, that he believed the Russians had done it. Now the question is that deathbed statement a lie? Well, reportedly there were police there. Are they lying? I just can't put it past them. But then you've got to look at the other side. Did somebody in Berezovsky's, the Jewish billionaire who was in business with Litvinenko, the former KGB agent, did the police plant evidence at his place of it? So we've been posting pro and con all sides of this, and that's what happened. Did he call back? Did Frank call back? Frank, you made a false statement here. I wanted, because you were going to try to talk over me, I wanted to make my statement, and you're welcome to call back in if you can get back in at 1-800-259-9231. And we will put you on air, and I'll give you a couple minutes, okay? And I was nice to you the other day. I let you talk a bunch. If memory serves, I think it was most of a middle of the small segment. I think it was from 24 to 30. Yeah, I think he was on about 3 to 4 minutes of that 5 minute segment in the middle of the show. And again, I'm tired of that. I'm tired of the fact that the mainstream media censors people, and then you don't ever call in and talk about their call screeners and their control, and then we get accused of the opposite of what we do here. So just amazing. So there you have it. I don't know. What I don't, I'll just go, in fact, I meant to talk about this today. I'll just go ahead and do it now, and then we'll go to more of your calls. I set about looking for the truth. Whatever that truth is, whatever the reality is, we will cover it here. 12 years ago when I got started in this, I didn't know about Skull and Bones. I guess I was just starting to learn about it. I didn't know about Bohemian Grove and Illuminati ceremonies. I found out it's true. It's bizarre. It governs much of our society. Their symbols are everywhere. It is real. And so, I cover that facet. There is clear corruption in the Catholic Church, and the Catholic Church is clearly pushing for a one-world government and calling for a new world order and saying all the religions are the same and meeting with 33 leaders and all the rest of it and going to mosque and all of this. But that doesn't mean that I'm blaming Catholics or saying that's what runs it. But certainly the New World Order is in control of it. Does it matter either way? We know the New World Order is running it now. Then we have some big debate about, well, what came first, the chicken or the egg? The Protestant leaders, by and large, in this country, you know, push a pro-New World Order global military attacks on countries. Same group. Israel is completely run by the New World Order and a global mafia, and clearly is involved manipulating our government and blackmailing. So are the British. So because I sit here and try to give you a wide spectrum, that's my telltale sign. That's my marker. I cover it all. I hit it all. And then people say, oh, Alex Jones is nuts. You know, he says there's evil Luciferians at the top running this whole thing when it isn't. It's the Catholics. It's the Jews. It's the Chinese. It's the... Well, it doesn't matter if it's the Jewish leadership, the Chinese leadership, the Russian leadership. They're all involved. Tony Blair goes to weird occult activities. It just keeps popping up. It's real. I mean, look at the Israeli Supreme Court building. Giant all-seeing eyes and pyramids with lightning bolts, completely Illuminati. You cannot avoid that. You cannot ignore that. And I really think it blocks out a lot of debate, and it's factionalization. The New World Order doesn't want us fighting the central banks, whoever runs them. The New World Order doesn't want us fighting the open borders. Okay, they don't, and you notice the people constantly talking about Catholics all day, or constantly talking about Jews all day, or constantly talking about all this stuff. It's never about the open borders and how to fix it. It's never about how to get us out of the UN. It's never how to defeat the New World Order. It's never educate the people about how the banking system works. It's just literally parroting Catholic, Catholic assassin, Jew, 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 reptoid lizard, Jew. I mean, I got sites criticizing me because I won't say it's the secret alien reptoids running things. Folks, I stick with what I can document and what I can prove, and that is legion. And I'm just so tired of it switching off debate, switching off discussion. People think they've broken some big taboo when they attack Jews or they attack Catholics or they attack, you know, the normal rubrics. And it does nothing. Actual Zionist ADL documents say they want to encourage anti-Semitism because then that forces Jews into serving that Jewish elite. It's the same thing here in America. You know, they use the Muslim threat to then get everybody to serve the government, to corral us under their control. I mean, I really sit here and, number one, try to tell the truth, try to work hard, try to make films, write articles, bring you guests, cover issues, show you different sides, have real debates, and there's this orthodoxy, and it's where everybody's fighting with each other, going, he's a co-agitator adjunct of the Jesuit general. He's a Scientologist. He's a Zionist. Alex Jones is a Jew. Which is quite offensive, not that the fact that it would be offensive to be Jewish, but that it's offensive that you guys are so nuts that you think if I was Jewish, that would be some evil thing. I'm not. Just all the incredible things that get made up. And all these anti-Semites that started out years ago going, it's just the Zionists, it's just the Zionists, it's just the Zionists. We're not against Jews. Now it's Jews, 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 Jews. You couldn't help the New World Order better. You couldn't be empowering them more. I mean, we wrote an article about Hitler being bad the other day and got an email saying, actually, the Fuhrer was good. And just give me a break. Give me a break.
It's a fact. You can legally eliminate credit card debt, which has been fraudulently created by the banks. Since its creation in 1913, the Federal Reserve has not been held responsible for its own debt. So why should you, the hardworking American, be harassed for yours? There's a double standard when it comes to being responsible for debt, and unlike the Federal Reserve, the people of this country can't print more money when needed. Day of Jubilee has created a successful program designed for people that want to stop harassing calls and threatening letters from bill collectors. This is not a debt consolidation company. Join the thousands of Americans who now breathe a sigh of relief because they have legally eliminated their credit card debt instead of living each day in fear. It's time to turn your life around. Call Day of Jubilee, open 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. Central Standard Time at 920-293-8024. That's 920-293-8024. And ask for Robert. Don't wait any longer to get your life back in order.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing prices, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
On the average, Americans work between 45 to 50 years, hoping to build up enough wealth to retire and live out their golden years. Unfortunately, with taxation, the rising cost of food, energy, housing, and medical, many retirees are forced to live below the poverty line. Is this a flaw-free enterprise, or is our monetary unit we call the Federal Reserve Note forcing us into perpetual debt, ensuring inflation and higher taxes? These questions and more can be answered by reading G. Edward Griffin's book, The Creature from Jekyll Island. Congressman Ron Paul states, it's what every American needs to know about central bank power. A gripping adventure into the secret world of international banking cartel. Hi, this is Ted Anderson. I will give a silver dollar from the early 1900s to anyone who purchases this book. Call 1-800-686-2237 and order a copy today. It's critical that the public be made aware of the system. Call and order your copy today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237.
I found this company online, and they have this really unique variety of salt wellness products. I read some of the articles and ended up ordering this beautiful salt lamp. According to the company, they said that the salt crystal lamps gently purify indoor air. I was so amazed. I put it in the baby's room, and it made a perfect nightlight. Both my husband and I could tell the difference.
SoleWellness.com is a unique company that offers salt wellness products from around the world.
So, I went back to the site and ordered their Soleil Simple Natural Cleaning Products, also made with Himalayan salt. I figured it would clean really well. The natural cleaning products worked wonderfully, and there was no scent. This company has so many products my whole family can enjoy and feel better with. Plus, the service was great.
If you're interested in natural, homeopathic, time-tested remedies, visit SoleilWellness.com. That's S-O-L-A-Y Wellness.com. Or call 312-224-2710. 312-224-2710.
Look, we got loaded phone lines. A lot of people I want to talk to. But this goes to the heart of the disinformation. If you disagree with somebody, and you didn't actually know, caller, that I probably actually agree with you, the evidence is starting to point towards Israeli intelligence, because Israeli interests own a lot of the property in Russia and a lot of the control of the oligarchs, and now they're losing some of that control, so there's some infighting. But you had to come out to try to discredit me by saying that I've been cutting you off and not letting you talk. We tried to listen to the entire call recorded from a few days ago live on air, and we stopped at over 6 minutes. So it was actually another longer segment. And John Harmon, who runs the broadcast, is there with it still playing in the background. John, over 6 minutes I gave the guy, and I'm accused of not letting him talk.
He had plenty of time to talk. He made his points, and, yeah, he came on here barking at you, complaining that you cut him off right away.
And then he hung up because I was going to put him on hold and counter the propaganda. And I guess it's the only way he could make his argument look good, maybe hoping somebody thought we hung up on him. Is he still talking in the background?
He's still talking to you, see?
He was working for
Putin. He's been playing ever since the last segment.
Agent in the federal security.
So what, about 17 after, or when did you start listening to that?
Oh, God, that'd be 15 after or so.
Oh, so now it's, I gave him 10 minutes.
Plenty of time.
Well, let's get the exact timing out. Who knows? At the end of the show, I may play the call. You see, folks, there's a lot of disinfo out there. I get accused of not letting people talk, and then the average talk show gives you about 60 seconds. I end up giving the average caller about, well, in the past it was about 5 minutes. Now it's about three. But see, I actually comment. Ooh, not supposed to do that. Not supposed to do that. So again, can't actually counter what we're saying, make false claims that we're censoring. I'm tired of it. John, anything else you want to say?
No, that's about it. Thanks for letting me come on.
Hey, what do you think about the Russia thing? I tell you, there's evidence on both sides.
I actually haven't looked at all the information to clearly understand what's going on with all that, but yeah, it looks suspicious.
Well, my point is, are we even allowed to have a debate now? All these people out there who have views, it's like you've got to say it's this group or it's that group. And I'm just not going to do that, folks. I'm going to continue to study the overall structure of this. You know, evil existed, by the way, in this world before Catholics or Jews or Protestants or Germans came on the scene. And it's always been easy to say one group is behind all the evil and then to shut off all real debate and just repeat the same name over and over again ad nauseum. Let's go ahead and take a call. Let's go to Leslie in Virginia. Leslie, thanks for holding her on the air.
Hi, Alex, and thank you for taking my call. When you first came on the air, I thought I heard, and I wasn't sure because I was interrupted, and did you say that someone put a contract or somebody on the Internet for your life?
What I was doing is I was actually doing something I should do more often. I was reading blogs, emails, message board comments. There was a video of myself at Ground Zero speaking on a bullhorn, and the first poster came on and said, I'll pay somebody $50,000 to kill Alex Jones, private message me, and we'll make arrangements. And so I was just illustrating that these neocons think it's their right to talk like that. And if I actually follow this up, I mean, I know how the government works. This person will be arrested for soliciting murder for hire.
Well,
and the point is, I may not even follow it up. I mean, my point is, it just shows how they think we're subhuman. They think we're going to roll over to them.
Well, that's the reason why I'm calling. I buy tapes and other items, books from you. But today I'm going to contribute $200 to you because we need to send a message to them that we're not going to put up with it. In fact, we want you stronger. We want you bigger. And we are very thankful for this broadcast.
Well, I'm very thankful to you, but I would just say, you don't need to give me $200. Just
No. You never asked for it.
Buy $200 worth of DVDs, then you know you've gotten something that will go towards the fight.
Alex, we are very, very grateful, but we've got to send a message, and we have got to go in our pockets. When I say in our pockets, we've got to get you a lot stronger. I'm talking about financially so you can get on more airwaves immediately. Time is the essence here. And as you know, Newt Gingrich is the guy that you were talking about, that he was the House Speaker that was the grand sponsor of NAFTA, and we're financing our own slavery out here with NAFTA and these other trade agreements.
We are. And, you know, when Laura Ingraham attacks me and says I'm a traitor al-Qaeda, when these national people do it, I mean, I'm being attacked by national hosts. They're saying I should be arrested. There are people saying I should be killed, openly contracting for my murder, even if they're joking. It's not a joke. I mean, it just shows what we're up against, folks. This isn't a game. This isn't a drill. I appreciate your call, and I appreciate your fine points. Please call back again. We'll be right back.
We're on the march. The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Did you ever wonder how an opera singer that hits a high note is able to shatter a wine glass? Well, the glass has a natural resonance. If the resonant frequency force making the glass vibrate is big enough, the size of the vibration will become so large that the glass shatters. Using a similar principle, Royal Raymond Rife discovered that disease organisms can be destroyed using different resonant frequencies. The BioSolutions frequency instrument uses the same technology for relief or elimination of pain and disease conditions with no side effects. The 2006 BioSolutions Plus is the easiest to operate frequency instrument ever developed. Its easy reference guide will allow you to begin using the instrument within minutes. Simple step-by-step instructions using pictures are easy to follow. Customer satisfaction is guaranteed or your money back. Don't just treat symptoms. Eliminate the cause. For more information, call BioSolutions toll-free 1-866-885-6625. That's 1-866-885-6625. 1-866-885-6625.
More than 700 chemicals have been found in our drinking water. And did you know that you can have greater exposure to these chemicals by taking hot showers than when you drink the water? That's because many chemicals are inhaled when they evaporate, and others are absorbed through the skin. The KDF shower filter is designed to reduce chlorine, lead, mercury, and iron, and it inhibits the growth of bacteria, mold, algae, and fungus in your shower. The media is non-toxic, environmentally sound, and is recyclable. The KDF shower filter will typically last 10,000 gallons or 1 year, whichever comes first. Hospitals, restaurants, and water treatment facilities use this media to reduce chlorine, iron, heavy metals, and bacteria. What about you? Order your KDF shower filter, normally $49, for our special price of only $35, a $14 savings. Call now to order at 1-888-803-4438. Order today and save $14 by calling 1-888-803-4438.
Could you be the next high-tech millionaire? The inventor of Caller ID, the digital answering machine, and picture-in-picture has taken his newest, unique, cutting-edge inventions and removed them from corporate America, and is looking for people like you to market these products. Paul Zane Pilzer, the author of the book The Next Millionaires, that predicted the dot-com and the boom of the wellness industry, has now said there will be 10 million millionaires created between 2006 and 2016 in the technology industry. Those that work from home distributing technology products will have the first shot at success. This company has a successful 23-year track record and needs people like you who want to earn a considerable extra sum of money each month. Check out our solid, reputable company and learn how you can tap into this trillion-dollar industry. Don't let this opportunity pass you by. Call today, 682-518-0096. That's 682-518-0096. Or visit the website 2006breakthrough.com. Again, that's 2006breakthrough.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
I'm going to go through some of the calls I've been holding the longest. Then I'm going to have Kevin in for about 5 minutes to talk about what he saw at Bank of America. Then I'm going to go through some more news, continue with calls through the rest of the show today. Toll-free number to join us on air is 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. Now, we have the guy's call from a few days ago, and I don't want to spend too much more time on this, but the reason it's important is he was saying that he believed that somebody else was involved in the killing of this former KGB agent who'd blown the whistle on Putin carrying out terror attacks and other things than Putin. And I was saying we didn't have enough information. I was mainly arguing with him about the fact that it turned out that Lord Rothschild, it was in the Times of London and other publications, had been the secret owner of Yukos when Putin grabbed one of the directors. That had come out, and then he was saying, no, no, no. And I was saying, man, I read that in the newspaper, so are you saying it isn't true? So if I debated with him on anything, it was about that. And then he called in earlier saying that we had cut him off and hadn't let him talk the other day. Well, it was over a 7-minute call. We went and taped it. We're not going to play it again. You can go back to the archives. What day was that, John, so folks can if they want to? So I'm just illustrating that we get accused of this all the time, and I'm tired of it. Alex cut a caller off when he brought something up key. Not true. I mean, that may mean I argue with him, but I tend to actually agree with the caller that that there is something rotten in the state of Denmark, and it could be bigger than was first thought. And that's really what Steve and Paul have been saying from the beginning. I guess Paul had one article that was, you know, leaning towards Putin. But then he just called in and was telling John Harmon, who you heard on there earlier, who runs the show, that he was mad and he's Jewish and he's not anti-Semite. Sir, I'm not talking about you. I'm saying people that have attacked us, articles that have been written, things that have been said on this subject. And I was talking about a bunch of other issues concerning Catholics and Jews and everything else. So, again, you now attribute something to yourself that was not attributed to you. So, go ahead. You got about a minute or two here on air. We've already spent too much time on this. But Frank in Brooklyn, New York, go ahead.
I think you've done some interesting things opening up the political discourse, but I think you're burning out and you're melting down on the air. And I wanted to say this, and allow me to say this, that I had said that Putin, I don't believe, was behind this. Look to the executives that left Yukos with all the assets. And what's come out today in the media in Europe is the fact that Boris, one of the oligarchs that escaped with assets, is in partnership with the second in command at Yukos that's now living in the Middle East, and Neil Bush is in on a business deal with them. So when you begin to connect the dots, you know, maybe it's time to look at those that have been screaming the loudest, the Yukos executives left with the assets from Russia, and see basically how I still don't understand how a former chairman of Yukos Oil can go down to Washington and instruct the Congress at, you know, a conference on why they should not allow the Soviet Russia to join the GATT or the EU.
Okay, let me go back now. Let me talk for a second here. You got 7 minutes the other day. What I'm trying to understand here is, number one, you called in and said I didn't let you talk the other day. Number two, you just said I'm burning out on air. I've never been happier or healthier. My trademark is blowing up on the air. I guess you haven't been listening very long.
I've listened quite a bit, and I've called in with many insightful remarks that you've agreed with.
Okay, but I mean, now you're telling me that it's all over for me now, too. That's a nice attack.
You have to be a little more calm, Alex, or people are going to not follow the message.
Yeah, that's a condescending. More people are following the truth than ever. It's not my message. But a nice little elitist, high and mighty, condescending comment, sir. Let's go back to your first claim, your ad hominem attack, that you were not allowed to talk and that I cut you off. Why'd you make that false statement?
No, I'm not making a false statement. Ultimately, Alex,
you didn't back up your evidence.
Let me
put him on hold. Put him on hold. You didn't back up your evidence, sir. Prove I censored you. Prove I cut you off. Prove I didn't let you talk. Go ahead.
Because, Alex, when I was raising the point about the possible people behind the murder of the former Soviet KGB agent in London, you immediately started to say that, oh, you're all going to say blame it on Israel and the Jews and blah, 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 blah. And I never raised that point. And I think that was really a very shortcut. In fact, it was Mossad.
Well, I mean, well, hold on. Who do you think? Now I'm really confused because clearly it is Israeli interest that are involved there at Yukos, and most of the oligarchs just so happen, not most, all, were Jewish. So now I'm really confused.
There's only one oligarch that has Israeli citizenship who is number two at Yukos, and he's actually
anybody who's Jewish can go to Israel.
The point is this, not all the oligarchs are Jewish with Yukos.
Well, no, there's only six oligarchs.
No,
so
every
executive is not an oligarch.
No, if you look at the Forbes list of the richest Russians, you'll see there's a list of 100.
Well,
and
look, I suggest you do this. Well, Frontline only says there's six oligarchs and six big guys, and I think they've done some pretty good research. You're welcome to write this up in an article for us, and if you'd like to put your findings and footnote it, we'll post it on Prison Planet or InfoWars or perhaps both. Do you have our email addresses?
To be a little kinder to your callers, and you have to be willing to understand.
Sir, I think we spent enough time with you. Thank you. See, I just gave the guy all the opportunity in the world to be friendly, to be nice, to not make false statements. It's a bizarre phone call, and again, it just illustrates the type of stuff we deal with. Okay, I promise I'm going to get to James and Omar and Gary and a few others before I get into some other news and play some other clips. But Kevin has a fan in his hand of brochures. And I talked to you about, 10 o'clock last night. You were at the office working. I was on IM talking to you. You were pretty hot then, Kevin. Give me that same description that you told me about last night of what you witnessed at one of the big branch banks here in Austin, in central Austin, for Bank of America.
Well, Alex, you know, we do some of our business banking with that company, and I was out and about running errands, and I thought, I'll just go cash this check instead of depositing my own bank. I went in, and I go in there from time to time, but it's been a few weeks. I go in, and the branch manager wants you to steer you outside, use the teller machine. I said, no, I need to use the tellers, the actual people. And I look up on the wall behind the tellers, and there's this new three-dimensional graphic map that actually sticks out into, you know, it's three-dimensional map, and it's a map of Mexico. And basically, it's heralding the fact that it's safe. It's Safe Send, and it's trademarked. It's called Safe Send. It's so easy to send money to Mexico for free. And I looked, and there wasn't the normal bilingual language that we've been used to for a while here. It was only in Spanish. There was no English, and I look at the flyers on in the little display, and they're all Spanish. And a few of them have an alternate version that's in English, or maybe you can flip it, and it's in English on the other side. But the point is, all the people in these photos and these brochures are Hispanic, every single one. There's not a white person. There's not a black person in any of these ads, and it was just so over the top yesterday, and it just made my blood boil. And I said, hey, go ahead.
Sure. I mean, in the name of posting everybody else's language now, they're supplanting English. I have the actual report. Hundreds of school districts in Texas and the Southwest are adopting this thing called two-way. In fact, let me find the actual document. It's here in the stack. It's something two-way. I mentioned it Monday. And it says they're going to teach core curriculum, science, math, writing, English. And it won't be English anymore. Your core writing class will be Spanish. And they say because Texas is now, it says it, the state of Texas is saying it, because the state of Texas is majority Hispanic, but folks, it's over 50%. Now we're going to go to Spanish. And it actually, I mean, it's not going to be even English. Do you understand, folks? And this is all part of the New World Order plan, like this is going to be French Quebec or something. This is all part of their plan, just like the Mexicans are riding in Mexico. I don't blame them riding there now, but the globalists have got them in every major city. They give one order through their groups. They'll burn down every major U.S. city. This is the New World Order, you know, way to destroy America, you know, kind of like in the James Bond movie where they got the exploding microchip in the head. Well, that's the exploding microchip in the head of America, or maybe Baron Harkonnen with the heart plug. You know, you pull the plug and it pulls a hole in the heart and the blood all spills out. And, I mean, the globalism is moving against Europe, moving against the U.S. It's about destroying middle classes. The majority of Hispanics see through it. But the corporations are funding this and selling this and doing this. So now, I've been in a few Bank of Americas, and I've seen this myself in other banks. Wells Fargo's even worse. It's just giant, huge displays, everything in Spanish. I've told the story about being at Bank of America years ago, and I'm sitting there, and I'm watching illegal aliens, you know, clearly illegal aliens in the work boots, the cowboy hats, don't speak a lick of English. They're, you know, they're outside in trucks, 10 of them. They come in, and the guy goes right up to a Spanish speaker, and I'm seeing no documents being shown. Well, now the AP, 3 weeks ago, I heard on Jack McClam's show and got the AP article, said that hundreds of these lenders, thousands of branches, they asked for no ID, but citizens then all have to have it. So, literally, racketeering going on. Sorry, Kevin, go ahead.
Well, you know, one of these brochures that it was only available in Spanish, and it's not like there was a Hispanic section that you could understand how to bank like everyone else.
No, it's all Spanish.
It was all Spanish, and it makes me think we had this bilingual education in the state of Texas for quite a while now.
See, that's another article I've got to get us to write. It's Texas two-way, that's what it's called. Mm-hmm. They are getting rid of English.
Well, I was thinking about it. Now, if that was their goal was bilingual education way back when, I guess they should have been teaching us Spanish, not the Spanish speakers English. You know, they could have, of course, done it with an accelerated program, got them up to speed fast, but instead they like to slow the whole class down, bring everybody down. But, I mean, it was just so blatant in my face yesterday, and the message it was sending to me was just, you are not going to get a loan. We don't care about your IDs or your financial worth, your ability to pay back a loan. It's not about you. It's about this immigrant third world population coming in. I mean, how can they have a brochure from Bank of America to give these people housing loans? How on earth? If you don't dot an I or cross a T on your loan application, you get denied. And these people, like you said, do not. It's not even a matter of having the matriculaire consulaire card. They don't have anything. So, I mean, it was just, I don't know why yesterday, but it hit me square in the face, and it was so offensive to me. And I said, you know, when the guy was trying to push me out the door, I looked at that sign. I said, listen, buddy, this is still America. I'm offended. I'd like to read what that says in English. I don't speak Spanish. And it's not Aztlán just yet. And everybody in line, you know, turned around, three quarters of them.
They all knew what that meant. Oh, he knows. We got one that can see.
Oh,
it's like in They Live. You put the sunglasses on.
Yeah, and then when we walked out, I walked out, of course, there's a couple gangbanger types out there, you know, giving you the look, you know, the what's up, but it just kind of hangs and where they're kind of making a threatening posturing toward you. And I just, I don't know. I didn't know I was supposed to not like Hispanic people. This is a new thing to me. I've got cousins that are Hispanic. I have fraternity brothers that are Hispanic. I've had girlfriends that are Hispanic. And it really only in the last
That's what
years,
you all say. You're going to die, gringo. Planet San Diego. We're killing every one of you.
Apparently, yeah.
That's the thing. I mean, the head of UT Chicano Department says we will all be killed as soon as possible. And he's given UT Ford Foundation funding. This is to bring down America. They're doing a great job. And everywhere, it's going to Spanish only. You're losing. And that's why Farmers Branch in Dallas had to pass a law saying you can't make somebody have to speak Spanish to have a job, and the feds are coming in to sue them to block it.
Yeah, exactly. I'm still in kind of a quandary. I'm in this limbo, weird, you know, surreal kind of a feeling right now. But, I mean, think about what this is. This isn't like a corner grocery and a predominantly Hispanic part of town that's decided to do this. This is a bank. This is the big boy.
You went to the big, huge one down the street?
Yeah, right around the corner down here. But, I mean, it's a bank. It's the banksters. They seem to know what the plan is long before the rest of
them. No, I mean, is the big one on Congress or the big one on Old Torf?
On Congress, just down from Old Torf.
Yeah, the big one.
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Yeah, not a little small branch, and it was just...
Yeah, because I was in an Albertsons where they had a branch bank of one a few months ago, and it was all in Spanish, too, and I was like, is this a joke? And I was busy and kind of forgot about it.
Mm-hmm.
Where's that Texas two-way
thing?
I mean,
I guess I need to go in there and watch to see that, you know, if I go in, since it's not my bank, it's an account with a business's bank account, I have to thumbprint to cash that check. And I'm wondering, do these Hispanic people
Don't have to.
And if they did, why would they? There's no database.
No. Listen, they have special tellers. Listen, I learned this because, you know, I guess it was 10 years ago, I banked at a bank, and then Bank of America bought it. That's why we still have one account there. And I want to get away from them. And I'm in there, and I've seen it over and over again. They have total service for the illegal aliens. American Hispanics walk in, blacks, whites. You'll sit in line 45 minutes, and, man, they'll have, like, two or three people just for the illegals. They're right there. They're very, oh, yes, sir, oh. And they speak to them in Spanish, and there's no ID giving, and they just, and then, boom, the bank account's set up, the loan's given. And again, I have a family friend. It's my parents' friend. I've known her since I was 3 years old. Manages the biggest apartment complex in Austin. Works for the biggest company in the nation. She 3 years ago was the Christmas party. Christmas corporate meeting. It was like a week up in Dallas. And I ought to get her on air, but she still works for him. I already asked her to. She won't. And they said, listen, we're in a program and an agreement with the government. The federal government is paying us a subsidy, but you've got to keep this secret. This is confidential to open the door for immigrants. And so let as many as they want stay, because normally you put somebody else in an apartment, they kick you out, or, you know, they fine you. But they said, if citizens do it, get them out. We want to make room for the illegals. And this was a middle-class apartment. It is now, everybody's leaving. It's all crime-ridden. And, I mean, they've got a plan, Kevin. It is to displace the middle class, destroy it. This is economic war. And the Democrats and the Republicans are together. Now they're going to have blanket amnesty, Pan-American ID card. It's here, Kevin.
It sure seems to be. And the only thing that pack of crooks, the Republican House, was giving any resistance to Bush on was the immigration, because they were hearing it from their constituents. You know, 90-plus percent were telling them, I'm telling you, I'm going to hold your feet to the fire, and look, we got rid. I mean, Bush couldn't have done a worse job at sabotaging the Republicans. And I mean, if he'd really been trying, I mean, look what he did. And it's horrible. And we had Tim O'Hare on from the pro tem from Farmers Branch, and the ACLU is out there saying, well, they made it English only. They're xenophobic, racist, all this. That's not the case. They made it illegal to discriminate against someone for not being able to speak Spanish.
Listen, here's the deal. People, we can't do it all. People need to go into Bank of America. They need to go into Wells Fargo. You need to try to send money to Mexico. Okay, even if you have to send it to some car dealership or something, just to get the transfer down there, and then watch them not give it to you. Or try to go get a housing loan without ID. But don't want, the banks will pay the lawsuits. They don't care. This is a strategic plan. This is key to bleed out this country.
Well, you know, Alex, that song we played a couple 2 days ago, Johnny Tex and the Texicans, about you know, goodbye Texaco. He's going to flip it, and he's going to go to Mexico.
Then yesterday, Lou Dobbs had it.
And it was on Lou Dobbs' site yesterday. So, I mean, how would that fly? You go to Mexico, you say, I'm not going to speak Spanish. I'm only speaking English. I'm going into your bank. I want you to money transfer my money for free to my accounts in America.
Yeah, I don't get that.
No way. So, anyway, I'm done. I'm just flustered.
Yeah, see, really it's not a level playing field.
No.
Okay, and it's like, oh, well, we just take jobs you don't want. That's because the wages have been driven down to nothing. It is the globalists have shed its economic warfare. Thanks, Kevin.
You bet.
We'll come back. I promise we'll run through the callers and continue. Tons of news on Iraq, the economy, the dollar, you name it. 1-800-259-9231. JonesReport.com has got some powerful info.
It's here. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at Infowars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. This is Alex Jones introducing you to the incredible Berkey Solar Charger, your source for free solar electricity. This portable system is the size of a book when folded and small enough to fit into a briefcase, handbag, or glove compartment. The Berkey Solar Charger has been designed to power the Berkey Lights LED lamps as well as other applications such as mobile phones, radios, digital cameras, and PDAs when electricity is not available. Its multi-voltage capabilities, multiple adapters, and rechargeable batteries provide for a flexible source of auxiliary backup power. Simply place the Berkey Solar Charger in the sun, plug in your application, and you have power. Disconnect your application, and the system automatically begins charging its own rechargeable batteries. Get the incredible Berkey Solar Charger for only $75 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's toll-free, 888-803-4438.
Hey ladies, if you love to shop, then visit HerbalHealer.com to browse through their online catalog. You'll find thousands of effective, alternative, and natural products for you and the whole family. Besides the amazing products you'll find, this shopping is guilt-free because you're investing in your health, and your health is priceless. While online, sign up to receive the Herbal Healer newsletter, which will keep you informed on the latest and greatest products and education. Did you know that Herbal Healer offers not only natural medicine, but also tension-relieving herbal teas, cookbooks, aromatherapy, products for pampering, and more great products to help you soothe and relax after a long day? Want to learn more for yourself and to help others in the future? Join the Herbal Healer Correspondence Program. You can work at your own pace from the comfort of your own home. This accredited, exciting program can help you gain skills and knowledge. Can you believe you can find all this at one stop? HerbalHealer.com, celebrating 18 years of dedication.
Let's go straight back to your calls. Let's talk to James in Maryland. Thanks for holding, then Omar and others.
Hi, Alex. Thanks for taking my call. I was calling. I called about a week and a half ago and got very excited, and we argued. And I love the truth too, Alex. So since then, I've been studying very hard about the claims that you were making. And boy, I just don't know what to think anymore about Israel. I was shocked and very sad. And
well, for those that don't remember, you called in and we're basically talking about where you weren't saying, but we were talking about the doctrine. We're not supposed to ever criticize Israel. We're supposed to support the state of Israel. And again, I've been neutral on this subject. My only point is that in my Bible, the Antichrist is going to rule from there for a time. And then the churches don't say that. They say the Antichrist is going to try to attack Israel. Well, no, the Antichrist basically, and then there's an army that comes in. It's all very complex. And all I was saying is that it's more complex than what we're hearing from the preachers. What have you found since you started researching?
Well, I've known for some time from scriptural, prophecy, that the Antichrist is going to come from the tribe of Dan. That's the majority of rabbinical thought and Christian apologists throughout the ages. And I've also looked at the Israeli Supreme Court and the fact that the Rothschilds funded it and the Masons built it and things of this nature, the Knesset and the refounding of the Sanhedrin a year ago, October, or 2 years ago, October, and just some of the things that have been done by Ariel Sharon and Ehud Omer and these different people. And when, I mean, you really don't even have to look too hard. I apologize to you for I was speaking out of turn, and I just don't know what.
Well, I didn't even know. I mean, I didn't know what we were fighting about. I mean, you seemed like you were.
Well, you had had a guest on that was talking about the Palestinian people had been moved out of their land and the Palestinian land and this, that, and the other, and I have.
And you were saying the land was given to Israel, which it was given to Israel. By God, I wasn't debating that. I was just saying if the Palestinians had been there since 70, AD when Titus sacked it, and by the way, folks, they were there before. Everybody was getting along with each other. It was a multicultural city. There were Greeks. There were, there were Romans there. Before all of that happened, the city was in rebellion in AD 70, and that's why the Romans came and did that. I'm not defending what the Romans did. I'm stating why it happened. The Romans were there before that. So then, my only point is that Christ says there won't be one stone on top of another when he returns, and then we're not hearing that from the churches. We're hearing we got to go build a new temple, and that Jesus is going to reign from there. Well, that's what the Antichrist says he's going to do, is he's going to say he's Jesus. And I'm saying the churches are ready to just accept Antichrist.
I agree with you 100%. And I agree with everything that you just said. I've known these things for a long time, but I still did believe that the Hebrews, I thought that Hitler was birth pains, and that the Hebrews, or the Jews had been returned to Israel by the Father according to prophecy, but upon deeper inspection, I began to question that premise.
Well, what did you find? Tell us what you found, quickly.
Just that I don't, Yahushua, the Messiah, cursed the fig tree that is national Israel. He did say that their house was left to them desolate and that they would not see him again until they learned to cry, blessed is he who comes in the name of Yahweh. So,
he said until they accepted the Messiah, Israel wouldn't be founded again. See, that's what, it's my fault, I guess, because I've actually sat in Sunday school and actually read the Bible. And so then I hear these preachers, and it's, again, we ought to have a bunch of pastors on to have a big debate about it, because it's so important. Even if you're not a Christian out there, this is what's driving all the policies right now. Thanks for the call. We'll be right back.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.